After she got married, Munesh Yadav came to live in Delhi, but she encountered a problem. Her husband's friends spoke English and she did not know the language.
I came from Alwar and there was no need to English, and so I couldn't speak anything, and when I used to go somewhere, I felt very bad. And so my husband also said me that you should go somewhere to learn English.
22-year-old Brashpal Singh has come to Delhi from another small town in the hope of pursuing a postgraduate course in business administration. But his lack of knowledge of English is putting a brake on his ambitions. He is unable to make his presence felt in grueling group discussions held to select students.
Some sentence I don't understand, so I don't discuss them, and English is not very good, so I don't answer of them. But I have more knowledge for them. If I speak in Hindi, so I was best.
Both Yadav and Singh have enrolled at an institute in Delhi which teaches English. They are among thousands of young Indians flocking to join academies which have mushroomed in big and small cities to improve proficiency in English. Some of these youngsters aspire to enroll at colleges where studies are conducted in English. Others want to get jobs in a flourishing economy that has opened up new opportunities. Still others want to be familiar with the language spoken in the drawing rooms of the upper middle class. Millions of people in India speak fluent English and have given the country a huge competitive advantage in a globalized economy. But it is estimated that they add up to just 5% of the population. Now, the others want to catch up. 6 years ago, Vikram Bajaj opened the InLingua Institute in a central Delhi area to teach English. Bajaj says corporate India is dominated by English-speaking people.
The talk really is in boardrooms and in the senior management in English. And that naturally sets the tone, and down the line, everybody is expected to conform to that by making presentations in English, by writing emails and letters in English. And of course, the bigger reality being that with globalization, the customer today is international. He's not an Indian.
Indeed, knowledge of English has become imperative for those aspiring for a stake in the country's boom. Virtually every industry wants English-speaking employees as it expands, whether it is call centers which service Western clients, newly opened shopping malls, airlines, hotels, or educational institutions. Many of these industries have opened up their own training centers to hone the English language skills of their employees. But Bajaj says these industries only hire people who have some skill in the language. Institutes like his, on the other hand, cater to people who have very little knowledge of English. He says his students are mostly between 17 and 25 years of age, who have just finished school or college and are often unemployed.
Such people become rejects of the system, as it were. It is these people who come to us because they realize that they cannot even get into the training establishment, leave alone get a job.
That is why Sunita Ranjan, a young housewife, came to the InLingua Institute.
English language is necessary getting job like a teacher, teachership. I find it is necessary speaking English.
The rush to learn English has its flip side. A popular Indian magazine has called it a source of anxiety for many and cited recent cases of suicides where 4 students unable to cope with their English textbooks. Still others call it a remnant of British rule and colonization. And there have been persistent calls from nationalist politicians for more emphasis on regional languages in schools and administration. But for those rushing to join the ranks of those who speak English, the debate is irrelevant. A sociologist in Delhi University, Mala Kapoor Shankar Das, says knowledge of English is not only the route to economic success, but also to social acceptance.
It does have a certain amount of upmarket value. The people also, who are kind of moving up in status, feel that if they have learned English, it gives them a little more recognition or a little more esteem.
Munish Yadav could not agree more. She says she's more socially at ease after a 6-month stint of going through the intricacies of English grammar.
I feel very good. When I speak with my neighbors and my friends, I feel very good.
Many others learning the language aspire to the same feeling. Anjana Pasricha for VOA News, New Delhi.